And when I did it last week, I looked at both of you and said, guys, I'd love for you to write a letter to your younger self.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed that it was Sam's turn today.
Yeah.
So, Sam, whenever you're ready, you have a letter to your younger self.
Oh, 13-year-old Samuel. What a special, special case you are. First of all, don't worry about your ears. You're going to grow into them, I promise. So you're starting high school, you're recently bar mitzvahed, and you just think you have it all figured out. You're going to be a famous actor and whisk the world away with your exceptional talent. I got news for you. You don't got it all figured out. Your ambition is only matched by your stubbornness. And I want you to enjoy your ambition because, trust me, it's going to fade very, very quickly once you hit your 30s. Don't deny it. You're a dreamer. You're what you will later refer to yourself as, a naive optimist. It's a great quality, but be careful, because you don't want to fall into pipe dreams. I never thought I'd be quoting Liam Neeson from Taken to inspire you at 13 years old, but you have a very particular set of skills. Skills you have acquired over a long career. I want you to focus on your creative skills, Sam, because audiences will one day appreciate it. You have the wonderful natural ability to make people laugh. You don't have to force it, and you don't have to prove that to anyone. It's your gift, and you will have many opportunities to share it with others. You'll never, ever lose that desire to be inspired by how laughter can truly unite the world. But don't make it about the others, because you're not going to change the world. Human nature doesn't change. So don't get caught up in pontificating and convincing everyone to see things the way you do. Most people aren't even worth the time of day. Also, you're kind of annoying and could learn to take better social cues as to when to shut up. But you'll get there. Seek people who challenge your perspective and your train of thought. And it's okay not to know everything. Nobody does. Luckily for you, the internet is about to blow up and your brain will be so oversaturated with information that in 20 years, you're not going to know what it's like to think anymore. And Sam, another quality I admire about you is your passion. Whatever the endeavor, you embrace it wholeheartedly. Just stop taking credit for it, because it's your mom's fiery Moroccan blood that's running through your veins. Don't take it for granted. Passion is a rare quality. And beware, your passion will come at great costs. These are what we like to refer to as opportunity costs. They are the sacrifices necessary for your greater cause. You will proudly be taking the road less traveled, as per one of your favorite poems that you will learn about in a couple of years. You're passionate about acting and performing now because it's how you connect and communicate best with others. For now, I encourage you to allow your motives to evolve. Your passion will manifest itself in various adventures, but please, please never, ever discourage yourself. No matter the depths of your despair, keep following your heart and keep fighting the good fight. You only have to answer to yourself. There will be many lonely nights, moments when you think to yourself, what the hell am I doing with myself? But as long as you keep striving for higher ground, you will never plateau. You plan the work and you work the plan. Now, in a few years' time, you'll be introduced to someone and your life will forever be changed. Her name is Budweiser.
Oh, God.
And once she hits your lips, it will quickly turn into a love affair. I know you don't want to hear it, but please remember, alcohol is a poison, and you can justify it all you want, but your drinking will reach excess. I want you to be careful. It's so easy to slip. There will be blurry nights, regrettable decisions that could have resulted in terrible consequences, but there will be nights that you could wish you could take back, so be aware of your behavior. You can sabotage some potentially very positive encounters, especially of the female kind. And trust me, there's no worse feeling. You don't get a second chance at making a first impression in these cases. It may take some time, but you will eventually find your balance. And as with any artistic journey, your highs will be matched with your lows. Given your eccentric personalities, some disaster is unavoidable. Remember to wear all your scars proudly and treat everything as a learning experience. And before I leave you to go on to your journey, real quick, surprise, surprise, you're going to fall super hard for your first love. Please save your tears. She was never really into you.
Aww.
Continue believing in yourself forever. 35-year-old Sam.
That was beautiful, Sam.
Thank you.
Seriously, it's nice to hear you open up like that. That was, I imagine that wasn't easy for you.
Yeah, I feel like it makes you a bit emotional.
It does, and it was a very therapeutic process. I encourage everyone to do the same, even if you don't have the courage to read it to others. It's a real cool time to reflect.
And I like what you said. What was it? Plan the work, work the plan.
You got it, baby.
Did you make that up yourself?
No, I did not.
That's pretty good. Put that on a t-shirt or something. Coin that. All right. That was wonderful, Sam. Nikki, are you ready next Thursday morning at this time?
I don't think I'm ready.
You got a week.
Both of your letters have made me so emotional. Okay. In 1 week, it will be complete.
Trust me, as Sam said, it's therapeutic and it's liberating at the same time. Yeah.
I cry all the time.
Nothing like a good cry.
We'll bring extra Kleenex.